I think this might be the song that made me like them. Because it was used in the intro of Danny McBride's character, or him playing himself in This Is The End, which I liked a lot at the time, but having revisited, I like specific moments, but overall not very good.
What, the film?
Yeah.
This Is The End. Mm. Yeah, I've got fond memories of it. Danny McBride with Channing Tatum on a leash. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that is...
When you say it's got moments, it's mainly got Danny McBride moments.
Yeah, they're the only acceptable parts.
And a few other things, like Michael Cera slapping Rihanna's ass.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. It's hard not to find that hilarious.
Yeah, doing blow.
Yeah, when he's there, like, they did it. They combined a few characters, Jonah Hill and that other guy from Superbad. They've put them all together just as adults, pretending that they're, like, as their actors hanging out. And he just blows a lot of cocaine in his face, just like, hey, does this coke taste
funny to you?
Smell funny.
Yes.
And just blows it in his face. Oh, my God, he's freaking out. That's very funny. Mm. You just tried the best shit for your first time. I'll be your guide, baby. Trying to, like, kiss him. It's very weird. Not a bad movie, though.
No,
but, yeah,
it.
Great piece of music to use to introduce Danny McBride. He's just, like, dancing down the hall. He pisses on the toilet seat.
Yeah.
And then wearing his boot. Puts it on the seat to and just like that's
Flicks
it's almost worse than just leaving it there. Just
yeah,
a half.
It is worse
because you've acknowledged that it's there, but you've done very little to clean it up.
I don't know if we talked about this a few weeks ago on Unpleasant.
Oh yeah,
with Adam and Mill.
Yes, Unpleasant, which is the show, which is this is happening now. I'm Milk, and with me is Adam Jastic.
Hello, everybody.
We're here to talk about things that we like to start off with because we don't want to just be haters. Oh, yeah, thanks. Which we are, naturally. We just, it's fun to not like things. It's fun to pick things apart.
More fun than introspection.
Yeah, definitely. A lot less scary, too.
Mm, absolutely.
And but ultimately, it all means nothing because... That's why we do it here and not in public. You don't...
Yeah.
Like, it's to be listened to in private, like...
No, I'm lovable in society.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
Yeah. You got to be.
Friendly. People ask. They go, oh, like, how's Adam going? You know, like they...
Yeah. I called up for a rego check today. Of course, left it to the last minute. Rang on the morning. You just got to be lovely. Oh, hello. Megan speaking. Hey, Megan, how are you? Oh, I'm good.
They're
always thrown off balance. I'm good, thanks. How are you? What can I do?
Yeah, there's very little to just make... You're just like, this is a human being. Let's just treat them like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Not hard.
They'll help you. If you're nice, they'll want to work for you. Got the car in. I said, look, I don't need to pick it up any time. It was ready by 11 a.m.
Fantastic.
I mean, that goes a long way.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're about here.
Yeah, why would we do that here? No, this is the private conversation when you just be assholes amongst your friends.
Exactly.
Which is ultimately harmless. Like, that's the difference between us and you see... I don't know if it's a big thing on Facebook. I think it is, where people will, like, take a screenshot of, like, a post from somebody that they don't like whether it be a celebrity or someone politically, and then they'll have, like, a smart aleck, like, response, like a...
Yeah, a formulated
joke. Which is what they would, in a very cringe way, refer to as, like, a burn.
Yeah.
And they'll just like, oh, yeah... Oh, yeah, that's...
You don't know what a roast is, if you think that's a roast.
But that's what they... Yeah, so that's what they do. But you realize that that's not... That's only for people that you agree with. Like, that's only for you. But to everyone else, you just look like an arsehole.
Yeah, exactly.
It's for the people on your side. So you're not actually helping anything. You're not doing anything. We're not about that because we don't want to piss... We don't want to cause problems.
Not really.
We just like... I just like having fun. I want everyone... I want all those... Except for Patton Oswalt. He deserves to go to jail. All the other celebrities we make fun of... And for their weird stuff, keep going. I want them to keep doing it.
I want to see how far it can go, if anything. I love watching it unfold.
Yeah, this is what we're here. We're passive observers.
Passive observers, exactly right.
We want to see where that goes. We got sidetracked. What were you?
Well, what I was going to say is, why don't people flush public toilets?
Don't they? Yeah, you're right. I've walked into
how many times you walk into
atrocities.
A store and you just... Like, it's so bad that you don't even want to stand up and piss on it.
Yeah.
That's how disgusting something. I'll piss on anything, just about. Love pissing outside. You know, trees, the great wide open. But if I go into a public designated bathroom for my piss, and I won't stand there and piss on something that's already there, it's got to be bad.
Yeah, it's a mess. Well, I just picture, like, you know, in dreams when you know somebody, like it's someone you know, but you can't actually see their face.
Yeah.
You just get a sense of that. Yeah, so it's like a blank slate there almost, like just skin over their face.
Yeah.
This is what I like. No, sorry, not skin. Like a bit like a bland, generic, like
surface.
Yeah. Like, so blue jeans, black shoes, white t-shirt. No logos, nothing on that. Generic face. Mm-hmm. And he's just got a little grin going up the side of his mouth. And he's walking out of that after just decimating it.
Yeah.
Which is the prettier version of what it would really be, which is a guy who carries a plastic bag around filled with misc items.
Yeah.
And he's gone in there and just flushing's just not in his repertoire. It's not part of it. And vegetables aren't part of his diet.
So you just get a floating layer of muck.
Yeah, and that's
I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, I don't want to piss in it. You need music in there too, to be honest. I don't like being in there and being able to hear. I don't want to hear straining noises.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear like
huge.
The worst is I've been at work and not on the toilet, been sitting there, but not on. Not participating.
Yeah, not evacuating.
Yeah, just holding it together, just not wanting to be at work for that moment.
It happens to the best of us.
And somebody's come in next to me, and I've heard the belt, I've heard the pants.
Was it rushed? Was it like a quick unbuckle?
Wasn't even rushed.
Measured, okay.
Measured, but it just started as soon as he sat down anyway.
Yeah. He must have taken a plug out or something.
And that's what it sounds like. And then I just go, what am I doing? This is my rock bottom.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, well, this is why we've got to have a show, because otherwise that moment is just in my head.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just a sick person because that guy is just living his life. Thought about it a second, just living moment to moment. And I'm just in my head, like we said.
It's very cathartic.
Introspection, not good.
Exactly right. So we get to spread it here with everybody else.
Yeah.
Some people must get off, I reckon, on not flushing and just knowing that somebody... Like I said...
That's true.
That's like... You know how criminal profilers will profile serial killers and say they used to... You know, they fucking kill animals. They would light fires.
They always piss the bed too.
They always piss the bed.
That one scared me because I was a bedwetter when I was a child.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm just like, oh no.
And there's a few other things that, like when you used to string cats up in the backyard by the throat and stuff. So I would have been worried too.
I pass out from my own blood. I can't be doing anything to anything. That's fucking.
But yeah, I think they should add that to the profile. Mm. Not flushing.
Yeah, that's psychopath
shared
behavior.
Toilets. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got your own little fucking ensuite, and do whatever you want.
I get the joke of it. I get the humor of it. But this is me extending from myself, extending from my actual beliefs and going, all right, it must be funny to them. Because it is a funny idea to just leave a big mess there and walk away and go, ah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Funny, but it doesn't work as far as the society goes. Like there's two different sets of rules.
It's not on. That's right. It's not on.
It's just not on. So we've got... like repeated jokes, which is if you see something, say something, and not flushing in a public toilet. It's just not on.
That's right. It's as simple as that. Simple and to the point. Like those paid for government ads. They're always a little bit silly because it is a bit of a silly topic or an awkward topic, but they've got a side and they keep it simple.
I wonder who could appear in those ads. Yeah. But hang on, we could maybe do that because I know for a fact you can this is how it was a few years ago anyway. You could option ads, you could sell them to the government. Like you'd film a PSA yourself.
Yeah, right.
And they need one for whatever it be. A fire safety, whatever it is.
New road rule.
Yeah.
Rape.
And you would make... if there's you never know, the laws might change. You might be
they might ban it suddenly.
Yeah, exactly. Out of nowhere, left field. Oof.
Imagine that.
Get caught up with your egg on your face there.
Yeah.
You never...
What about the one... This is the best one. We saw it... The only time we ever watch free-to-air TV really is when we're watching football. And there's just some great ads that come on, especially in an afternoon game on a local channel.
Because it really gets specific to a demographic. Like, who are they?
Geographical demographic.
Yeah. So who's in the country watching football at this time? And you realise it, like, really quickly. You go, all right, who does this ad, who are they going to sell the most shit to from this?
And it was a pretty drawn out ad. And the tagline at the end was, "Don't let your mates drink and drown." Do you remember that?
That's
and
right.
There was a heap of blokes down at the river, and one of them was missing while they were all setting up camp and stuff. And they went and found him, and he's like, "What do you think, boys?" And he'd put up a sign that said, like, "No drinking and swimming in the river and shit." And they were all like, "Yeah, you're right. You would have switched on bloke. Don't let your mates drink and drown." Fucking hell.
Putting the responsibility... Yeah, no, fair enough. But it was a weird ad.
It was weird, yeah. I'm not saying it's...
It's a fair enough point. But it's still weird to see. And to see, like, you know, six grown men just going, oh, yeah, this is what we do. This is a representation of what we do. It's not.
Yeah, no.
You all bring one pocket pussy out there and you share it. That's what happens. Yep. So don't fucking pretend otherwise.
Everyone gets river drunk.
They talk about race issues out there because there's no one around to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
It carries on the water, though. Don't forget.
And then eventually someone brings out the fake mort.
Oh, that's fucked up.
We get sick of campfire stories after a certain age.
But that's like, why are they? And they're pretending. They're pretending that this is what they do. Oh, yeah, just hanging out. Don't drink and drown. Drowning drunk in the river, in the riverina, in our area, is enough of a problem that a TV ad was bought, filmed, the slot was paid for
by the government.
Yeah, they had to do something about it.
And it's like, I mean, for anyone who's international or even not from the Riverina area, the Murrumbidgee River, the river in question, is not a particularly deep or wide or fast-flowing river at all. It's just, I don't know, maybe there is a lot of drunk people.
I think it does have moments of... where it is quick, it's got a quick. What do you, I don't know
well,
what you call
river.
It, but yeah, that's it. It's a river. Like I don't think there's anything that distinguishes it from anything else.
Many other rivers, yeah, currents, etc.
Tides. That's another water thing.
Undertows.
Fish.
Yeah,
there and there. Drowned, drunk children.
Drunk children.
Yeah, there's been a lot. There's been a few teenagers getting drunk down at the river.
Yep.
Seem to fall in, and then they perish. And then the government goes.
Few refugees.
Yeah, that's
forget
it.
That.
That's another weird thing. It's been a high amount. Is this bad to say? I don't know. Okay.
Well, if you looked up the statistics on the government website,
I wonder what they would be.
Yeah.
But from the news reports that I've seen, it's been a high amount of like African.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know. Maybe it's not a high amount. Maybe I'm just paying attention to it. That could be it. I don't know. But it
wouldn't
seems
be a
to
high
be...
amount in Sudan, but I think it's a high amount in country New South Wales.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which is a shame. That's a shame. That's it.
But I feel, you're right when you say, I mean, what direction could our ad go for flushing the public toilet? I mean, do we have someone...
I mean, that was a great transition. Oh, my God.
Come on, back on track.
Oh, that's funny.
Got to have someone going in for a squirt. And then, I mean, they see...
Oh, you're talking about... Okay, sorry. I thought we were still talking about... Okay, I got confused. I don't know. What could you have... Let's pretend the public toilet which would get used most.
Yep.
That's the most relatable, I think, would be like a shopping center one.
Because yeah, definitely. A most, mall.
Yeah, like mall. Most people have that that moment. And
you're always, you're there around lunchtimes.
Yeah.
You're transitioning between stores. I mean, that's
like
just
most people
happen,
are going to end
it?
Up there more so than a park or anything like that. Like, I think that's the most common one. And
yeah.
That's it. There's no music. And it's quite big. So you'd be able to make it. I think I like weird ads. So I'd like a really like creepy toned one.
Yep.
Where you exaggerate the no music, like footsteps on the ground, walking in there slowly. Like,
and you think it's going to go, it's going to be an attack or something, maybe like a safe.
Which it is in a way.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
And, you know, consent's a big
a really
thing right
personal
there.
Personal attack in a way.
Yeah, because it's your own space.
Passive, but yeah, personal.
Because it comes out of nowhere. You're in there, you're letting yourself, it's very vulnerable. And then all of a sudden.
What if you, and if you've got a weak gag reflex, and I mean, that might be a real affliction for some people.
Speaking, we can do a glory hole PSA as well.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
You have actually seen a glory hole though?
Only from one side.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't think I've ever actually seen a glory hole. I certainly wouldn't be putting my cock into one anyway.
I've seen what I would... Okay, so logic would say it's a hole that where the previous... like toilet roll holder was screwed in and it's now patched up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd assume that was what it was. But when you just see a patch hole there, it's just funnier to think of, oh, yep, that's where people put their dicks.
So does there would have to be one person who likes putting their penis in a glory hole who was good at carpentry to get a perfect round
circle. That's right.
I wouldn't be able to cut one of those. I wouldn't know what tool to use. I wouldn't know.
I don't know. How would you start? Well, you'd drill a few holes to start off around the around the edges. Then you could probably, once the hole's big enough, you can get like a hacksaw blade through there.
Yeah.
Like just the blade, you know, get it started. Maybe their rods are just so hard that they're able to just
punch
like,
a perfect hole.
That's it. There's just somebody on the other side who just sounds really hot.
Yeah.
And so they've just hugged up against the wall and they're just humping away until eventually it breaks through.
Mm.
Now, I've seen it cut with on a movie or something. I don't know.
Yep.
Or something.
Yeah.
But it's that what they've done is they've put like duct tape all around the edges. Just
so
like,
there's no splintering.
Yeah, just layer after layer of duct tape. But I'd be scared of like, you know when you get a Band-Aid and it like catches on the on like a finger or something like that because it slightly folds up?
Yeah.
Imagine just getting tape on your cock and just then all of a sudden you've got to pull that off. And,
yeah, I don't know.
Then well, again,
we might leave that to the professionals. Leave the glory hole PSA. Maybe if they make a resurgence,
that's true.
We might be.
You
the
never
peak,
know.
But
I think they kind of went away.
Things, yeah. But
the
so
internet's
did,
changed things.
So did fucking like big sunnies. Now they're back.
That's true.
Everything's cyclical.
Retro. The hipsters, glory hole hipsters.
Yeah, that's it.
Fucking hell. I wish there was funnier things that I could riff on that, but that's pretty much it. It conjures up a good image.
Immediately, I was just thinking of new characters for Adam and Milt, which is probably not really the path I want to go down if there's a glory hole involved. I mean, we've sort of gone away from the gay references, haven't we?
Have we? Apparently not.
Maybe
it just sort
not.
Of happened naturally.
Maybe not. It was just so, there was so much content there when we were younger.
Hmm.
Just made sense, didn't it? So, with the shit, what about a talking shit that says "oi"? Or is that ridiculous?
It's not ridiculous, but I feel like Mr. Hanky really owns that market.
You're right, Mr. Hanky.
So, not to say that it can't be done, because but it'd have to be a really strong shit.
Yeah,
like. I think it's very interesting, like Jack Nicholson's Joker versus Heath Ledger's.
Mm.
Everyone thought Jack Nicholson's Joker was amazing. It was the best thing ever until Heath Ledger's came along.
Mm.
I feel like I'm insane when I talk to people about that because I remember, like I was very excited about The Dark Knight when it came out, very excited. And so this was like 2008. So it would have been like 2007, all the warm up, everything like that.
Yep.
So I was very active on the internet, just like, finding out little things or whatever. The only person I saw prior to Heath Ledger's death come out and go, like, this is before the movie even came out, was Michael Caine, who's like, he said something on some talk show.
Yeah.
And he was like, he deserves an Oscar for what he did. It was one of the best performances I've ever seen. It was like, he came out and that meant something, because it's easy to say after death. It doesn't matter. It's all, it might be true, but it's now in the pool with a lot of people, with a lot of hangers on and all that sort of thing.
It's in the well wishers pool.
Yeah. So it's,
which is vast.
Yeah. So it's not as, it doesn't have as much meaning. So it's stuff like that. So I remember that. And I remember the skepticism of, you know, doing the Joker, all that sort of thing again. And now, if you're not a fan of those movies, fair enough. If you think they're gay, fair enough. But there's no denying the impact that it had. Just look at, there's still posters, there's still references. They're still trying to do the Joker purely because of that version. Like, it had a huge impact on pop culture.
Yeah.
So I remember the skepticism of Jack Nicholson's, like, it was, sorry, skepticism of Heath Ledger.
Whether it would be better, yeah.
Yeah, but that's how things change, though. Something is the best and there is no topping it until all of a sudden there is.
Yeah.
And that's just sort of the nature of things. Like, Elvis was the best until the Beatles came along.
Yeah.
And the Beatles were amazing, and then they broke up, and then Led Zeppelin happens.
And yeah, and then Led Zeppelin, and we have Matchbox 20.
Yeah, it all just happens.
Yeah, exactly. So you think that potentially there could be a better talking poo.
Exactly. But we'd have to really put the time into it and make it the best talking shit.
Yeah. Or, I mean, we
I
could
don't know
go...
if I've got the stomach for it.
Somebody, yeah, I don't... I mean, that's the worst part, isn't it? Somebody walks in and sees it, runs back out, grabs the perpetrator, brings them back in and puts their face in it like a dog.
I'm for it, definitely for it, but I don't think you're going to sell it on...
You're not going to sell it to the state government, are you?
What about maybe we should just go over the top, gross out, and like, so they see it and they just start spewing, and he's spewing on his dick, and then he goes home to his girlfriend and she gets a yeast infection,
yep,
because he bangs her with his vomit cock, and then so it fun. Comes well. Now, okay, now it's turning into like a genital health PSA.
It's like a mini-sode.
So we'll put it in like a... All right, we'll redirect that one. That's not the poo one, but it's a good one for...
If we ever get commissioned for something longer.
Yeah, like a university ad for like sexual health. They love all that sort
of
shit.
Yeah, a first year proddy sort of thing. Yeah, something like that. Maybe if you don't flush, you lose your benefits. Lose your Centrelink benefits.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But what about people who aren't?
On benefits. They probably flush.
That's true. I'd certainly hope so.
Nah, there'd be just some dirty old man who's rich and had an easy life who wouldn't flush.
I think you're right about the like getting off on it idea. I think you asked.
Yeah. Just that's why I said it should be added to serial killer profiles. Got off over leaving their shits unflushed in public.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Very bizarre. Consent is a big thing right now. So they've now made me a participant in their sexual gratification without my consent because they're getting off on my dissatisfaction and disgust.
Exactly.
They're like a flasher.
Yeah, exactly.
An exhibitionist.
Even worse because they don't get to see your reaction. They just have to know that it's happening.
Mm.
So imagine it. So that sort of creative mind can't be trusted.
That's exactly right. We should kill all the writers.
All the writers?
Yeah, creative people. Kill them.
All right.
Kill them dead.
Then we'll have the monopoly.
Yeah, but then we'd have to kill ourselves.
Well,
because the people would rise up.
You reckon?
They'd turn on Adam and Milk. If we kill them all and then we're like, look at this script for the Punisher that I'm writing. And they'd just be like, fuck you.
They turned on Mark David Chapman, didn't they?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Killed John Lennon.
Ah, yep.
They turned on him and he only got through one.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Damn, I wish I got that reference. That's very funny.
Speaking of, here's another little segue. Speaking of public toilets, this happened the other day. This happened to me. This was just something, one of those things like you were saying at the start of the episode, you'd just be thinking about that person who's sitting in the stall next to you shitting at work. And if you can get to talk about it, it'll eat you up. This is the kind of thing that wouldn't eat me up, but I just need to talk about it. And now's a good time. So I was working with somebody who has autism. And we were at a public library in the middle of the day. And we got there, and this person needed to go to the bathroom. So I don't know. I was assume these disabled toilets are the same, like nationwide, but it's there's a button on the outside, and there's two little lights, and I mean it's very clear. So one light is engaged, red, and free or whatever, open, unoccupied, is green. So when the light's green, you can hit the button, and the door opens. You go in, door shuts, and you press lock.
And then you're all good.
Yeah.
You're in your little world.
Yeah.
You do
and
as
no
you
one
will.
Can open it from, even though there is a button on the outside, no one can open it until you unlock it. Now, the thing is, these doors take ridiculously long to close. So you open it and the door opens, and then you walk in and you've got to just stand there for like 5 seconds, which is a long time. And then the door finally closes by itself, and then you can press the lock button. So we went there. Normally we'd just go to the normal toilet, whatever, but it was closed for cleaning, so we went up to this one. I hit the button, and he was standing in front of the door, and I was just like looking away, because, you know, he knows what to do. And he just started making these noises that were like, it was like something had surprised him, and he was sort of laughing and just caught off guard and going like, oh, like, what's the fuck? What's this? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Whoever's gone in has obviously not locked it. And it's either like a mother who's changing their child or a father or whatever, or somebody with a disability maybe that, and like, this is just going to be a really unfortunate situation where you quickly go, oh, I'm sorry, you know. But the thing is, so I'll tell you who was there in a minute. But the door opened, and then it goes through that whole closing process again. So even though I had to move him away and I said sorry, and we took about 20 steps and I looked back and the door was still open and still hadn't closed. So when he started making these reactive noises, I looked up and it was a young foreign couple. Now I'm just going to make a guess, and I mean, I might be wrong, but they looked like they might have been Indian, you know, or they could have been from Pakistan, anything, whatever. But they looked to be Indian.
They you never know what the toilet situation was either. That could be just some sort of splashback situation. We don't know. We don't know what the case is.
Yeah.
That's all we're speculating here.
This is just from the very short amount of time I had to take it in. So, stark naked, all of their clothes on the ground, presumably engaged in a sexual act. So when the door opened and then I looked up and the first thing I saw, so I had a lot to take in this brief time and it was all new information.
All right, so I've got to get the layout of the room.
Yeah, all right. So it's just it's a pretty spacious bathroom. There is a toilet.
So the door, if you're in front of the door,
yep.
How far do the walls extend like either way? Or is it like you get into the room and the wall is like to your right and the room is to your left? You know what
no,
I mean?
No, so the door opens and you sort of, the door's right in the middle of the room.
Ah, uh-huh, okay.
So there's sort of like...
Oh, you get real good coverage then.
Heaps of, you could extend your arms and you'd be able to do it twice before you touch an either wall. And then there's a back wall. In one corner, there's a toilet, there's a sink, and there's also like a baby change table.
So what corner is the toilet in?
In the right.
Okay, so you go in there walk and it's in, to the right.
There's the right, and then the sink's on that side as well. And then there's just a whole heap of space in the middle of the room.
They call that fuck room.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of fuck room. And so in the left corner, with the fold-down table... So now you get an idea of the layout.
I'm just going to think of like public toilets now as Indian fuck rooms.
Hindu pleasure temples. They're bringing the ashram over here. So the first thing I saw...
Oh, fuck. I wish I could name this episode Hindu fuck temples. Oh, fuck.
So I look to my left and there's just a young... When I say young, I don't mean teenage. I mean they like in their 20s, I would say. No older than their 20s. So the first thing I see is an Indian male, stark naked, just standing there looking at the door. And they were speechless. Not a single word was said beyond me saying sorry. But I'd said sorry before I even saw them. So I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then I'm like, I just saw, I'm like, this doesn't look like a mother and a baby or anyone in a wheelchair or anything like
this. Yeah, you were prepared for like just an embarrassing situation.
Very unfortunate.
And let's just get it out of the way.
But
so if you, all right, now if you're the type of person who's going to be, stop it. If you're the type of person who's going to be as shocked as what the impression I'm getting is they were very shocked.
Yeah, absolutely. Speechless.
If you're going to be speechless, you check the lock. Come on. Like, you've got to make sure that thing.
If he'd have just turned around and said, fuck off, I'm not done yet, I would have been like,
that's,
okay, that's...
Yeah, they were at least prepared for it.
So I saw this dude standing there, speechless, completely naked.
If you're banging in a public area, why are the... I'm just, like, taking all your clothes off. Like, if you're going to do it...
Shoes, socks, everything. Just unzip your fly, fucking madman.
I thought they left their socks on. This is crazy.
Everything off. And I saw him first, and I'm like, oh, that's just... It's weird that there's just a naked dude in here. And then I looked in the corner, completely naked Indian woman. I mean, covering herself up in the corner, just, like, as shocked, speechless. And... The person I was with was like laughing and shit. He knew it was
something else.
He knew it wasn't right. So I sort of bumped him out of the way. And then I realized that he was standing about 3 meters away from her. But the position they were in, I mean, they were definitely having sex or they were about to have sex or whatever. And I wish you could measure how he covered that distance. And I've been there before when like you're doing something and somebody, like, you hear the door or you just hear someone say your voice and you know how you gather yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But somehow he ended up 3 meters away from her. So he would have been on top of her, like, and she was sort of sitting on this change table. So they weren't laying down. It was sort of like, and then as soon as he heard that button, he reckons he took one step, but it was actually like an extended step that you could never take that big.
Go-go gadget legs. Like, he's just a few.
It was just like, whoo, and just... ended up over the other side of the room as if I'm
I was just changing her, man. What?
It's the equivalent of killing someone and just taking a few steps away. Oh, fucking, I'm over here. I don't know what happened there. I'm fucking all the way over here.
Hey, how are you? I came here with you, didn't I? What's this bitch up to in over here? Nude? Fucking hell. Oh, what? Oh, no, sorry. It was windy out, so I clothes. They
I thought everyone was doing this, so I just dropped my Dax. I couldn't. So I didn't tell anyone. You know, I'm not a snitch. People do their thing, whatever. But he wasn't killing her or anything. I would have probably reported that. But and then we walked away, and like I said, we seriously took 20 steps or more, and I turned back around to see if they were scrambling or anything, and that door was still open. So in that time, anyone just would have walked past and seen them getting dressed. I think, though, I didn't want to make them uncomfortable. Like, I seriously looked at them for the minute.
You really should have.
Yeah, but I just...
No, you're right. You're being a professional. You're in professional mode.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fine. You're not there to fuck around. If I was there at my leisure...
Yeah, if I was... Yeah.
I would have just been like, what are you grubby cunts doing? Public library. Yeah. I'm not paying my tax dollars for you to fuck in here. Go find your own fuck space.
Lock the door. Yeah. For fuck's sake. It's the simplest... like, it's a red and a green light. There's no confusion over how to lock the door. For fuck's sake. Oh. So, there you go. But I didn't take in much information, but I'm sure I actually did. And you know, back in the day when police, before they had advanced DNA techniques and stuff, if somebody had witnessed something, every now and then they would hypnotize them to try and...
Yeah, like regressive memory kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I might need to be hypnotized to
bring it out.
Tell if he was wearing a wearing a franger.
That's because that was my next question. At what stage of erection?
That's I remember him facing me because I remember seeing him, but maybe I didn't look, but I'm 100% certain that I did look, but I've just forgotten it. I know it's in there somewhere.
It's like Cthulhu, like you looked into the mouth of horror and fear itself, and so your mind has just blocked it out because if you were to accept that reality, it would push you too far to the edge of sanity and you'd never come back.
Over the edge. This, the Curry Cthulhu. Is that what I've seen? No, I don't know. It. See, why am I subjected to these things?
That's it. Because there's a reason Lovecraft is referred to as like the horror. Because that's it. That's the most horrifying thing you can imagine is something so bizarre, something out of this realm of existence so that you would just cease to exist. It's so horrific. So you've witnessed the Curry Cthulhu, and thankfully your brain has kicked in. It's like
self-preservation.
Yeah, like scar tissue. It's healed this little wound.
Yeah.
So maybe we shouldn't, because it's funny you should mention that, because I actually am a trained hypnotist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Look into my eye. Look into the eye of my cock. Look into my eye.
Don't look around the eye.
Spit on my pubes. Watch it drip down over my balls. Look into my eye. You're feeling very dizzy. You're feeling very...
So then that was halfway through my day. But it certainly made the rest of the shift a lot easier. Because it was something to really sit and think about. And look forward to telling people.
I'm amazed. I'm glad you held on to it for as long as you did.
I nearly cracked multiple times.
Because that's...
I don't think I'd recognize them now. Maybe I would. But yeah. It was the very last thing that I expected to see. I mean...
I didn't expect the story. I thought it was going to be... Like, I've had that happen where I'm walking past...
Yeah.
I'm not involved at all. Just walking past down a hallway where toilets are.
Yeah.
And like a little girl had like hit the button. Yeah. Same problem.
Yeah.
Hadn't locked.
Doors
just opening. And so the mother has just gone, oh, you can't be doing... And then there's just an old woman just on a just scrambling to pull her pants up.
Yeah.
Just go, oh, no. And I've just on a casual stroll past, and I just happen to look over, and I'm just like, oh, and then I just keep going. And I don't... And that's it. You just go, oh.
Yeah, that's a functional...
And I don't want to... Because it's, you know what? Same thing. I don't want that old woman to feel bad. I don't want the mother.
Yeah.
Everyone feels bad about that situation. But I... feel bad and disgust.
Yeah. Yeah.
My biggest question, though, my most pressing one, at what point did you ejaculate?
That was later that night I had time to really formulate my thoughts.
Good, yeah.
Couple of hairy bodies. And if it... It was the woman. Like, I mean, if it was just a dude in there naked, I would have been like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on? But, oh, you know, I don't want to make some poor lady uncomfortable. Shouldn't be doing it, obviously. Like, that's the risk you take, but...
Yeah, that's it.
They weren't getting off.
They're getting off on the risk.
Yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, they didn't like actually being seen, though. Oh, just the best thing I got from it was just working out how that, when you stand up, from something like then when you're about to get caught and just physically distance yourself from it, like it makes any difference.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done it before.
It's a real subconscious thing.
I did it at a previous job I held where there was a forklift, and I drove the forklift unlicensed, as most people did. And we used to have like a lookout because we weren't really meant to do it, but some people didn't mind. It was one of those things. And I was just fucking moving a few pallets around thinking I was king shit, making like Scooby laugh and stuff. And he yelled out and said, the boss is coming, whatever. So I was like mid-turn, had the forks up, and I just like put the brake on and jumped out of it and just started walking away. So it turns out he was fucking with me. No one was coming. But had the boss come around the corner, they just would have seen the forklift mid-action, me strolling away from it. I just don't get it.
That's some real like Bugs Bunny kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, exactly. Hands in the pockets.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Hell.
Taking your name badge off, hoping she doesn't see. They're going to know. They're going to know who you. They know who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck it, hell. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and then still they would have had the. What if they just both walked out when someone was, like, if someone said, "Oh, it's occupied. We'll just wait," and then just stood there until they came out. And two, a man and a woman came out.
That's weird. It is weird.
It is weird. Definitely.
That's sort of like, don't make me a participant in that stuff. There's a story I want to get off my chest as well. Mm-hmm. This is nothing in comparison. So I'm just going to brush
what
past
happened
it.
Doesn't happen all the time, does it? That's.
But it was when we were at Burning Seed, and it's a big, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of camping going on. And we were just sitting around chatting. You know what I'm talking about. We're just sitting around chatting with just new friends that we'd met who were mm-hmm. camping near us. And there's just some woman screaming in what she wants us to think as the throes of orgasm.
Pure ecstasy.
That's what she wants us to think.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like, I'm just going, well, no, you don't need to make all that noise. And it's ridiculous and over the top. But it means that you're getting off on us hearing that because you know where you are. Yeah. And you're doing that on purpose.
Surrounded by nature and
tents.
Thousands of people.
Just tents.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know.
So now I'm a participant in her getting off to the idea of all these people hearing her. And I'm just like, that's...
Through no consent of your own.
Exactly. And that's it. I'm not... I don't actually believe it, but I don't know. Maybe I do. I believe it but just to prove a point of what the fuck. Like, why is it some lines can be drawn as far as like what you can and can't do, but now I've got to be a participant in their fucking...
Expression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It's radical expression.
Ah, yeah.
And you've
got
to support that.
I've got to support it. Unless you support capitalism. Mm. In that case, no.
Yeah, I don't want you to express that.
No. Thanks. I can't believe... Within a day of being there, someone said to me, you know what, I'd really support something if something like this happened like all year round, like a community or something like that happened. I was like, have you fucking been to the toilets here? It is fucked. It's fucked already. It's been one day.
No showers. I mean, there's just... those communities don't work. They've been tried.
Yeah.
They're called cults normally. That's how what's what they end up being.
Yeah. Because, and you're just working in a labor camp. They're like, you're going to be in labor camps. You're not. Yeah, exactly. It's not a real... It's not a real thing.
No.
But that's it. I don't have anything that could top that.
And I mean, a few weeks ago, a similar thing happened. It wasn't one of those doors, but not a similar thing, sorry. It was a disabled toilet incident where the person I was with opened the door without knocking or, you know, waiting or anything. And the person inside hadn't locked it, but that was a person with a disability in their carer or whatever. And they were like, yelling at us like, no, get out. And which I understand, but also, we'll lock the door then.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
I don't...
You can't be that upset. You've got to take some of that as well and just be like, oh no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it wasn't me that opened. I mean, I didn't get there quick enough to stop that from happening. But anyway.
Yeah, that's...
So I was, not only am I conditioned to that risk, but it's happened before. And so I just, when I looked up, I just couldn't. I was aghast. Midas would have been looking at them with the fucking wide eyes going, oops, sorry. Fantastic.
I wonder if that's one of those moments that they don't talk about. Like, they go home, they have a naan, and they're just like...
A yarn.
They're having a big chat.
Yeah.
They're having a chat after they get home, but they're just talking about everything but... They're talking about books that they borrowed.
Yeah. I was talking about Star Anise.
That movie, Fried Green Tomatoes.
It's my mother's favourite movie.
Oh, there you go.
I've never seen it myself.
I watched it, but I had my eyes shut and earplugs in. the whole time.
Were you on a plane?
No, I downloaded it.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, just put it on.
Is that how you you're trying to meditate again?
What do you mean? What's meditation?
Well, you know, where you just sort of get in the flow state. And...
Oh, okay. Like when I rap.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That's my flow state. When I freestyle.
Go on then. You've got your time.
Oh, I can't do it now.
Here's the platform.
Can't do it now. You know, it's not natural to freestyle rap with a microphone in front of you.
Yeah, true. On the spot.
Yeah.
That's right. You've got to have time to put it together.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to plan it all out very strategically, make sure all my verbs are placed correctly, and then read it off of a piece of paper with no music behind me. That's how I do it.
Great. I hope we see it sometime.
All right. Let's get to some hating because we haven't hated enough.
Well, it felt good to get that off my chest.
We didn't really. There was no hating there. As a general rule, I like Indian people.
Just sharing an experience.
Yeah, I'm glad you shared that experience with them.
Me too. Look, consent wasn't forthcoming, but I don't regret it the next day. I think.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, no, I got nothing. So I went to see Queens of the Stone Age last week, and that was very good. I enjoyed it a lot. The Chats were the support act.
Yep.
The guys who sing the Smoko song, that's very popular.
Good lads.
Yeah, they were good. It was very funny to watch. It made me want to tell the story when you mentioned the being in ecstasy. Because I witnessed a person who I've never been more certain was on ecstasy, but was not experiencing ecstasy. I don't know. It's a very weird, I find it, it's all encompassing, like it's in the language.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh Homme, number one, is a heel. He's a, he's a rock star and he's trying to be a rock star and it's great. He's a cool guy. And that's what he's doing. Like he pulls out a comb on stage, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, just like cool
James
guy
Dean
stuff.
Type thing.
Exactly. But you know, yeah, the hair and like the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All very cool. And he didn't talk much at all.
Mm-hmm.
But then towards the end of the set, stopped to say, you know, how much he likes Australia. And he made a point to say, you can ask the rest of the band. They know I don't say that I love places all the time. I just don't. Like, but I really like Australia. Like he did stress that because he, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting to sort of make a point of that because when people, the amount of bands that I've seen who go like, we love Australia and you're like, I don't fucking believe you. Yeah. I don't. I'm loving the music. I love the gig, but you don't fucking lie to me, cunt. It's all right.
All the time, yeah.
But I got a good vibe. I thought, you know, maybe because he's expressing a little bit of awareness to this, to this idea. And... if you were to write, if you right now would ask me, we're doing a PSA about yelling at concerts. Mm-hmm. Just come up with somebody like the person that
represents the
anti the thing that, and this guy just was the personification.
Yeah,
it was very bizarre.
Can you give me a quick physical rundown of this gentleman?
I guess he was about five. He would have been about 5'10". Probably about 5'11".
Yep.
Dark hair, short beard,
yep.
Kind of, well, not fit, not fit.
You've just described me.
Nah, heavier than you.
Oh, nice.
But not,
a fat, disgusting fuck.
Well, yeah, or he was closer to that than, but anyway, very sweaty. Yeah.
Very sweaty.
Which was the number one, which was one giveaway.
Your first takeaway, sure.
But Josh is talking just a little bit for the first time, really, the whole show, and just screaming out, shut up, homie! Yeah. Homie, shut up! Play a song! Play a song, homie! What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And these weren't cheap tickets either. I think it was like $120 or something like that.
Yeah.
So he's paid the same money I have.
Yep. But he assumes maybe that he's entitled to more
and
than you.
Yeah, but
I guess
maybe entitled to it. But even if you were, is that going to work? You know what I mean? Like, is he going to go,
yeah,
right, you're right, I'm going to fucking shut up now and play. He's not going to. You know that. It's the dumbest thing it makes no sense at all. And then I turned around and I just looked at him first and I just saw two dark, like, you know, when you have Chinese food and you'll have like a little bit of soy sauce and you'll put it in the plate and you'll eat everything and then there's just soy sauce on the bottom. It just spreads because it's so thin.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like soy sauce dinner plate eyes.
Really?
They're just staring right back at me.
Oh my God. And sweating.
But that's it. Like, I saw a very like frustrated person in those eyes. And I stared at him for a little bit first.
So this was the guy yelling.
Yeah, this is the guy.
Who had the big soy dinner plate eyes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was just screaming out. So I just looked at him first. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And then he looks at me. So we just made eye contact for a little while and he stopped talking. Yeah, just eyes up. Like, comically high eyebrows.
Yeah.
And
enhanced.
Enhanced. And so, I go back and enjoy it for a little bit. And then he starts up again. And I turn around. And I'm like, oh, just, this guy's just on ecstasy, like, because he just forgot what happened before and he's just thought, oh, no, it's fine to do again now.
Yeah.
So I just said to him, you know who else is talking a lot? And he goes, huh? And I'm like, and so I just got close. I'm like, you know who else is talking a lot? And then I just pointed at him, just like, and I was, you know, a few centimeters away, just going like that, just staring at him. And there's those eyes going back at me. And his mate is just like, careful, red beard. And I just didn't even acknowledge that shit. I'm just not.
Careful, red beard.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Yeah. It's the same thing as if I just went, all right, cunt. Like, I've got a red beard. You're a cunt. It's the same thing. So I didn't even acknowledge that. Just looked at him some more.
Yep.
And then, well, he shut up then, which was nice. But I don't think it was due to me. It was more just like, what are you doing, man? Like, it wasn't like a threatening, like, just, you're on ecstasy and you're having a bad time and you're responsible for it. Like, I'm having a good time no matter what. You're having a good time just on it's called ecstasy.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the best thing ever. And you can't even enjoy it. You're just like screaming out, unhappy with it. I don't get it.
Your non-enjoyment on everybody else around you.
Like, I wouldn't have turned around because he definitely could have flogged me. Definitely. It doesn't take much. It would take very little to beat me up. But
one big coward punch to the back of the head.
But there was bigger men around. So yeah, I was like, I think it'd be all right. I don't think it'd escalate to that. Yeah. But I don't know. I was just very shocked by the whole thing. I thought, this is just
so it doesn't so sound up. Like there were many connections being made in the brain.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. There's got to be an investigation. I just don't understand what he thought was going to happen. Like, he was going to improve the show by saying, oh, I forgot the best part. So no one knows the biggest hit Queens of the Stone Age have.
Yep.
The number one thing, that's the cliche, that's the go-to, that's Enter Sandman, that's Thunderstruck for AC/DC.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Etc.
It's all that shit. They'd already played it.
Yep.
His mate says to him, oh, they'll play No One Knows Again, surely.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What?
Why would they do that?
Nobody has played the same song twice since the 60s.
Yeah.
The Beatles did it because they didn't have any more songs to play.
Yeah, and they had a set to fill. Why would you even expect that to happen?
That's what I mean. These are the dumbest.
So there really are people that just go to gigs when they only like one or two singles,
I guess,
from a band.
How much money do they have? That's bizarre to me.
So ready for violence too.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking to my mate, I might have to fucking punch your fucking head in.
Well, why is he screaming so much? If he wasn't screaming and being a cunt, I wouldn't turn around. I paid for this. I want to enjoy it. I'm here to have a good time. That's what I made a point to, like, to a couple of people there, because like a lot of people are just standing around not enjoying themselves. And I'm like, I like this guy and this guy because they're actually like having a good time. They're making an effort to like participate, be part of that sort of thing. Because if you...
They've been looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you zero in on focus on the individual, yeah, we look gay. We look like losers because we're like the way we're moving.
Mm.
But if you look at the overall, you got to expand your perspective. And it's about the overall, and everyone's having a good time together, and it doesn't look gay when it's everyone.
Yeah, when everyone's buying into it.
It's a lot cooler.
Everyone's got to buy in, though.
Ah, so that just... Great show, though. That was one of the best things I've seen.
Nice.
I have huge respect for Josh Homme now. He during the last song, Song for the Dead, there's a big lighting rig on the side of the stage, and so he just... Like a road sign in the middle of the road. You know when people try and pull them out, so they just swing it side to side.
Yeah,
he was just doing that, trying to pull this lighting rig out, and eventually he got it out and out as much as he could. But it was attached to all this shit on the bottom and weighed down and stuff like that. So, but it's pulled over, and then he kind of walks over to the other side of the stage, but he's guitar lead,
yep,
got snagged on something.
Mm.
So he's walking over and it's all like attached to his guitar strap and everything. So it doesn't pull out of the guitar, but he's just caught on it. And so he's like an infant trying to get away from their parent. He's just like feet are two or three feet behind him.
Yeah.
And his chest is like nearly parallel with the ground because he's just leaning forward, just waiting. I don't know whether he was waiting for it to break or not, but he was there for a good 12 seconds. And then some guy comes out from backstage and like unhooks him. So I don't know if he was waiting for that or if he was waiting for, but either way, I
assume
it.
His great. Tech was thinking the same thing. Just like, I'm just going to go out and can do something. Otherwise, who knows what's going to happen.
That's... I don't know. That's the shit I like to see. I want to see when it's natural. Like, I don't want to see guys who are trying to be rock stars and like smash up a stage when they're not that cool. When you just
when it's just bizarre and not really entertaining or edgy or anything.
Yeah, that's it. It's a risk now in 2018 to like smash a stage up and everything. But I feel like Josh Homme is enough of a rock star. Like, he's cool enough that it's okay.
Yeah,
that I can enjoy it. I don't know. That's the feeling I get.
He'd probably be fucking bored out of his mind if he didn't do that sort of stuff. Eventually, I'm sure touring would just be like any other job.
Yeah.
You'd want to still have fun.
That's right.
After you're going on your 17th tour of the last decade or whatever.
A moment in as one of the songs they played, If I Had a Tail, which is a very like weird, depressing song. But I think the lyric is, buy flash cars and diamond rings, expensive holes to bury things.
Mm.
But he's like makes a point of pointing out his diamond ring while he does it. And I'm like, this is a weird moment. Like, is this like breaking down his character at the same time?
Mm.
Like pointing out that he's bullshit, the idea of him as a like musician and this cool guy, and he's got this diamond ring and all that.
Yeah.
But it is just nothing. It's fucking aesthetic. Mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I get that feeling that he's kind of doing that, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just projecting that shit on there.
Could be giving him too much credit, but I don't believe you are. I think he's probably been doing that kind of thing since Songs for the Deaf.
Well, he nearly died before... like clockwork, like he was going to give up on music.
Yeah, right.
He died in like a routine knee surgery, like something getting fixed up.
Yeah.
And apparently his heart stopped on the thing. And so he just nearly quit music came back and did Like Clockwork, and it was fantastic.
Good album,
So I've got a feeling that it's like a bit of that where he's like...
Yeah. Just aging.
Yeah.
Perspective, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Very fucking good show though. Oh my God.
Yeah, sounds like it was really cool. Yeah. I haven't seen any live music. Unfortunately, we were going to see Justin Townes Earl, but he cancelled.
Yeah, that's right.
So I haven't seen any music for, I don't know, a fair while. It was the last band I saw.
Mastodon and Gojira we went to see.
That would be it.
That was fantastic.
That was good.
Yeah.
Good bands.
Can we we can't do that. We can't just talk about bands that we like and the ones that we saw. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back. All right. Adam and Milk... You know how we do, we'll do like an outro thing, because you know how people do outros and then they like say, oh, we'll thank this person and we'll thank that person. Remember to go to our thing and like us on that, and then go to our other thing and like us that, and hit to subscribe, and remember to give it 5 stars, and you can email. Oh, that's the fucking gayest shit ever.
Be the first to know when we do more things that you might want to pay for.
Like, it, yeah, it's that's dull. We will talk to you about real things, and we'll be back with like another episode or some shit.
Yeah, oh, that's what we normally do.
We'll come back and do some more when you feel like it. Yeah, we can come in. It'll be really good.